It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, hey, real quickly before we talk about the rest of the playoffs, this volleyball story coming out of Grambling.
Yes.
With Coach Chastity?
Chelsea Lucas. Yeah.
Coach Chelsea Lucas, the head women's volleyball coach for Grambling State University, decided that her and her players should part ways, and essentially she removed the scholarships for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And said, we're done here. Now, because Reese, I think you just stepped out for a second. But I just got a problem with it. Like, the fact that you can just come in and just disrupt the lives of 12 student athletes. I'm assuming it's 12.
19.
Yeah. Student athletes' lives just like that.
Not only that, K-Mac, she also told the recruits, the incoming recruits, that they didn't have a scholarship either.
So basically, anything anybody has promised you before I got here
right.
don't mean a damn thing.
Well, what the hell is the university, though?
But is that the way it should be, though?
My point is, when you sign a letter of intent or a scholarship, it says Grambling, doesn't say John Jones.
Right.
So
it's true.
So if John Jones is fired,
that's true.
The university still should honor the commitment.
Or at least attempt to.
Attempt to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe she changed schemes. She doesn't like to go with, you know, I don't know. She don't want anybody under 6'4". I don't know. What is
she
it?
She said she has a goal. She has a new vision.
How could your vision include? You got 19 players. You telling me you can't figure out how to have at least four?
But just for
in your new vision,
just to educate people. No, when you at Carolina, at Duke, at Alabama, A&M, when you get a scholarship, it's one year. It has to be renewed every year.
Right.
So it's not like these people are promised 4 years.
That's right.
It's 1 year. Then they re-up every year.
Right.
And when she came in, she said, I'm not re-upping.
Right.
Right? That's what happened. So
the reason I want to just dig in just a second.
Okay.
Everybody now has a problem with the portal. I've heard other hosts, other shows, other people. That's what's wrong with college athletics. That's the issue. Their players can do what they want. Players can just leave when they want. They don't have to have a reason. Mm-hmm. They can do all these things. Well, doggone it, fine. I don't have a problem with it. If you can do this,
right?
Let them have the portal.
Yeah. Coaches can do what they want to with me.
Let them have the portal then. If that's the level of commitment we want to play by.
Sure.
Because there's some unwritten rules and some handshakes. Because like you said, it's always a win.
Sure, absolutely.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But if you want to play the game and you want to go to this level and this becomes the norm, that's cool. Let's just everybody use the portal then.
And I love that Zap, because not only the coach had the power to come in and take all the scholarships away, but if she wanted to leave that school and go to another school, whatever, she could do that.
Right.
Nothing holding her back.
Nothing.
So to that point, that's why I love the portal, transfer portal, too. Let these guys be in control of their own destiny.
Right.
As opposed to depending on these other individuals to do it for them.
People say, the guys are getting into the portal, and anything, something goes wrong, they just up and leave. Okay. Well, anytime you don't like what you see in a university, you just take somebody's scholarship with you.
I'm just going to cut you.
But can we speak? And I love that point you made. I haven't really thought about that point, but that's great. But let's speak to Grambling State University.
Okay, now let's take it up a level.
Let's take it up a level. Let's speak to, it's an HBCU, one of the historical HBCUs that are out there. We know about Eddie Robinson, the Grambling State, and all that.
One of the most significant athletic contributions.
Yes, 100%.
That's right.
It's probably the leading one.
Right.
If you add all the HBCUs up, Grambling's going to be in the forefront of all that.
That's right.
I will tell you, they probably got more guys who play in the NFL than any other school ever. Even some of the early ones. Bub Buchanan, those guys went there. So, but why is it at this school came back a few weeks ago, we had a problem with Hugh Jackson and the AD, Travion Scott is the AD, which I'll be shocked if Travion Scott has a job after this fiasco. But why is it that at that school, at that HBCU, we got to deal with Art Browse who, you know, with the Southern Miss, and people Southern Miss had, no, we can't do this. It doesn't make no sense for us to do it. So he'll go to Grambling, mm-hmm. and Travion Scott and Hugh Jackson.
Will takes you.
Yeah. Will takes you.
That boy.
No. So.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. He said so. It's okay for them to do that. Then a few months later, we get Chelsea and her fiasco in instant history with her. She went to Arkansas Pine Bluff when she got there 3 years. But prior to that, she was at Alcorn when she was let go because. Mm-hmm. She has some demons.
So this is her third coach job in 5 years.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. All right. Let's see again.
But it says she's alarmed at Grambling. That's why she came back. But she came back and fired everybody. This is so disrespectful on so many levels. And if anybody think this cool and agree with this, then I got a problem with that. Seriously, it makes no sense.
I mean, but the response from the university, I stand by my coach. This is from the AD.
Yeah, right. But he's an idiot.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. The response from the coach is, I'm going, what'd you say, Pam? I'm going a different direction. What'd you say? Going to
vision.
Different vision. I mean, you just really just came in and just like wreak havoc on the whole thing. So to me, it just feels like either the program was so corrupt, so disjointed, so out of order that you damn near just say we got to shut it down and start over. Which, if that's the case, okay.
Yeah.
Because Grambling's had some other issues.
Right.
That's my point. It's not a one-off.
It's not a one-off.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just say that. Look, we got it. Look, this whole thing was just wrong.
Yeah.
And I hate it when I'm going to help the kids out. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to do whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. But this team is like the Lakers. It's going nowhere.
But here's a question we always ask when we get to – when we get situations like this, and by the way, DJ, we're not picking on the HBCU for no reason. I'm just people, they texting me.
You now.
I don't care about Detroit. But
here's the question we always ask: where's the adult in the room? Where's the adult in the room when? And by the way, I call Travion Scott. I don't know him that well, but I think what he's doing is idiotic. I don't know him personally. I'll just say that, but. Somebody got to say, wait a minute, this makes no sense.
Right, exactly.
What are you doing?
What's the voice of reason here?
Right. And he was complicit because he agreed with it. He's like, yeah, well, no. It really was short in his responses when he was asked about it.
I'm hoping that was just the media response and he did take her in the office and say, look.
Well, apparently they knew about it. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because for you to take incoming recruits.
Incoming recruits. Yeah. People, you committed. You
cut that off.
You signed. You got a scholarship to go to Grambling to play volleyball. Then you get a call. Now that happened to a friend of mine's daughter, but it was a one off. And here at a local school, I'm not getting to that. Yeah. But she found a better place to go to.
Right, just right.
But that is just jacked up, though, man.
That is.
As a program, I think that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
As a program. I'll leave it like that. As a program, that's just because I find it hard to believe that 19 plus student athletes on your volleyball team, a new coach coming in has no use for it whatsoever.
Why are they playing that? Okay. I'm not gonna say
and what that. Message is that sending for the others that may want to come there? Well,
this is not the place to hang your hat on.
Right, right.
I'm telling you that because there ain't no guarantee. They talk
one bad practice. Your scholarship is cut.
Look, 2024 is not promised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
is
fair. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But you can't just do that to the entire
program. I talked to a guy that that knows her and was saying that he just wasn't surprised that happened. See, was some trending in that area in terms of that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Someone being disrespectful to people in terms of that's being disrespectful to the university. If you could think you could do that, that's why I said, where's the university people on this?
Right.
It's a bad look, and it's going to continue. We don't know all the facts, but
so
what
I'm
I know
sure,
it's a bad look, yes.
Because there's a lot of, I don't know how they found us, Grambling alum on our YouTube channel.
They're going to get us
they're
today.
Very vocal.
Yeah.
They don't like the fact that we say things about Grambling.
Right, right.
Well, stay your ass out the news.
I was just getting ready to say, but you're in the news.
So we made this up.
We do report the news.
I'll believe you, Lord, because
It is
because
what it is.
Look, first of all, I love Grambling. Love Grambling. I love Southern. I love Jackson State. I love the SWAC. I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But it is what it is. And we got to expect better to do better.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? So I expect more from Grambling State University. I do. I just really expect there to be more. And I think you to be more of a thought leader when it comes to certain things. That's just me.
100%.
All right. I get off my soapbox. Because Reese going to have me not even be able to go home no more.
Wow.
He's going to have me not be able to go home.
He's going to be banned.
Between him and Glenn. Him and Glenn Rivers.
Glenn Dot Rivers.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.